Daily Light, September the 4th, morning. Wait, my daughter. Be careful, be quiet. Do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint. Be still, and know that I am God. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? The haughtiness of man shall be humbled, and the lofty pride of men shall be brought low, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. Mary has chosen the good portion which shall not be taken from her. In returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Ponder in your own hearts, on your beds, and be silent. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. Whoever believes will not be in haste. Wait, my daughter. Ruth 3:18 and Isaiah 7:4, Psalm 46:10, John 11:40, Isaiah 2:17, Luke 10:39, Luke 10:42, Isaiah 30:15, Psalm 4:4, Psalm 37:7, Psalm 112:7-8, Isaiah 28:16. Daily Light, September the 4th, evening. What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand. You shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commands or not. When I passed by you again and saw you, behold, you were at the age for love. I made my vows to you and entered into a covenant with you, declares the Lord God, and you became mine. The Lord disciplines the one he loves. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial which comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. This slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand. John 13:7 and Deuteronomy 8:2, Ezekiel 16:8, Hebrews 12:6, 1 Peter 4:12-13, 2 Corinthians 4:17-18.